Earlier this month, CMS Superintendent Clayton Wilcox laid out specific plans for half of the $9 million that county commissioners approved for the district for security needs. In the first phase of the security work that began this year, Wilcox said the money was used to pay for enhanced video surveillance equipment around portable classrooms. New or upgraded cameras were installed at 13 schools. Analog camera systems were upgraded to digital. Classroom door locks were upgraded at 8 schools, and perimeter fencing was added at 3 schools. Future plans also call for teachers to have panic alert cards to notify police and administrators of threats. Metal detectors or devices that can wand students when they enter buildings to detect weapons are not on the list. In the past, Wilcox has said that many CMS schools have too many students for each one to go through such checkpoints, including Butler. Plus, he pointed out that a lot of schools have open campuses with separate buildings that would not make wands and detectors effective. CMS officials are providing students with behavior problems more help with the hiring of a total of 60 counselors, social workers, and psychologists this school year. They are also encouraging students to report potential threats and instances of bullying, something that officials say may have led to the deadly Butler shooting. Wilcox says in light of the tragedy, they will review all plans and look for more aggressive ways to make schools safer. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.